now time for you and your life. Building awareness of your lifestyle through a healthy mind, body, and spirit. Let's rejoin our host, Beverly Anderson Manley.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you if you're just joining us. You know, my producer, Kim Blair, is just reminding me that David Lytle, as I'm speaking to, is coming to Jamaica on his own. I understand he's coming to Jamaica at the end of March. You know, it's always wonderful when this program puts people and countries together. Isn't that great? Who knows what can come out of all of that as we ourselves struggle to develop our country brand. We are welcoming Marty Babbitts. You've heard him on this program before. Psychotherapist and author, The Power of the Middle Ground, A Couple's Guide to Renewing Your Relationship. Marty Babbitts, good morning. Good morning, Marty.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Great to be here.
Yes. The concept of the middle ground, what is that about?
It's about creating an area between you and your partner where you can, where neither has control, and either each has maximum freedom to make positive decisions, to look at things, and to create a blame-free zone where you can really zero in on what's possible and what's positive between you.
So this is like a sacred space.
Exactly.
Well, we know getting to that space takes some work.
Yeah, it takes some work. It takes making a conscious decision.
You have to give up things, eh? You have to give up something, don't you?
Well, you have to give up negativity.
Mm.
You know, and you have to... See, I don't focus so much on what you have to give up as what you have to...
Gain?
What you have to step into.
Ah.
And what you have to... unite yourself with. You have to unite yourself with the desire to not just think about working on problems, but actually working on problems. You have to try to come to terms with what emotional safety in your relationship means and practice creating it. So if you're doing something that feels natural to you, you also want to be thinking, okay, I'm saying what I feel, but is this going to be helpful to the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a middle ground is, I talk about, I write about it in terms of couples, but in terms of parent-child relationships, professional partnerships, friendships, wherever one person's humanity intersects with another's, a middle ground is possible. So it's about what's possible and what's positive.
It's interesting, the language you're using, you know, you say you have to unite yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Explore that a little more. You have to unite yourself.
Well, you have to identify yourself
mm-hmm.
with being part of the solution. You know, it's really about becoming actively mindful, looking mm-hmm. for engaging with the idea of what can I do to make things better?
Yes.
Rather than thinking about, gee, what a mess I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, there's nothing wrong with feeling overwhelmed as long as you take it as a signal to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes life is full of problems, but that also has to mean life is full of solutions.
Yes.
You know, and... So the concept of emotional safety is very key, you know, and particularly with couples. And safety has to do with feeling understood. You know, if we don't feel understood, we're not going to open up.
You know, when we came on air this morning, I was sort of thinking about anger and how much anger we have in Jamaican society. And we see it manifested in all kinds of ways, in the high homicide rate, domestic violence, as you mentioned earlier, parents and children. If you have, let me just ask you to use that for a moment, not necessarily between just couples, but just as you say, wherever one's, I'm quoting you now, one's humanity interacts with another.
Yeah.
And there is anger. How do you get to that middle ground?
Okay, well, the middle ground in has to do with anger, and I write a lot about anger because it's so it's such a dynamic force. Anger needs to be reframed. What are people really angry about? And from my point of view, people are really angry because they don't have secure attachments with other people in their lives that are important to them. Mm. Or, you know, if they have an attachment, they don't understand what it is. You know, people attack each other. What's underneath it is the need to be connected. And that need is very fierce. And we all have it. So, you know, when it goes awry, it becomes destructive.
So if you have large sections taking it to the country level of people who feel marginalized, alienated.
Absolutely. So, you know, we all need to feel connected to people, and then in a different sense, we need to feel connected to a community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if either of those is interrupted, we just feel that life is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we lash out. So if we can take a deep breath in some way, literally or metaphorically, and sometimes we need help to do that, but if we can redirect that anger, the anger itself is good energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just being put in the wrong, in the service of destructive forces.
Mm-hmm. And take us through a little bit the process now of redirecting the anger.
Well, with a couple,
yes,
the process has to do with coming back
to that,
to the idea of hearing each other,
mm-hmm.
and coming back to the idea of developing emotional safety, respecting each other's decision. That each is going to do the best they can, stopping the blame. You know, which doesn't mean that people don't take responsibility for what they do. They
mm-hmm.
have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody grows under a barrage of criticism. So it's a matter of giving each other breathing space. And, you know, I'll just say, in order to create a middle ground, you have to, like, for instance, let's say you're in a relationship with somebody who is addicted to a substance. Well, they're going to have to do something about that addiction before they can enter a middle ground of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, it's not just about working on the issues between the couples. It's also about the individuals in the couple working on their individual issues as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody has to take initiative and deal with their own situation. Then they can deal with each other. And they can do that, they can do both at the same time. But they can't really work on a couple situation if they're not going to work on themselves as well.
So it starts as usual with you. It starts with yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it starts with self-focus.
Mm.
Even though it also, at the same time, you develop a focus on what the relationship itself needs. Because the relationship may have needs that are slightly different, at least feel different, than what an individual might think his or her needs are.
I think I read somewhere that you say that the middle ground is not about compromise. Am I right?
No, that's correct. Yeah, because, you know what, reality makes us compromise. We can't always have everything we want. That's an understatement. But we can have as much of what we want as we can manage to put together. And, you know, it's like our partners, and we enter into an alliance with them, and both of us, ourselves and our partner, are trying to have as much of a good life as we can. The compromise doesn't come from the middle ground. It comes from the situation. And hopefully, in the middle ground, people can really discover, like, for instance, let's say you're in a relationship with somebody who is addicted to a substance. Well, they're going to have to do something about that addiction before they really want. Now, that doesn't mean if you want something that's unrealistic, the middle ground will help you get it. middle ground is a very realistic kind of thing. You know, it's if you have your hopes and dreams, you're not even aware of what's realistic and what's not. In the middle ground, you can sort it out and go for what's really possible. You know, again, those words possible and positive keep coming up for me when I think about the middle ground.
So the middle ground is a sacred space that you can step into.
You can step into it if you decide to step into it.
You choose, yes.
And you also, you know, you make a conscious commitment to work on understanding what emotional safety is, and you put your mind to creating it and maintaining it with your partner, and let go of the blaming. Don't let go of your grievances in terms of wanting to discuss them, but let go of blaming the other person for what's wrong with your life. You know, try to enlist their help to the extent that you can, and they can do the same with you. Then you can see what you have. Right?
Perhaps for the first time.
Exactly. Yeah.
Marty, thank you so much. You lift us up. Thank you, Marty Babbitts.
Thank you so much. I enjoy speaking with you so
much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Marty Babbitts. The book is The Power of the Middle Ground, A Couple's Guide to Renewing Your Relationship. Check it out on Amazon.com. Ooh. Doesn't that make you feel good? Remember, life is as simple as breath and as powerful as a spoken word. Life is measured by change and valued by relationships. Life is complex only when we overthink it. Let us slow down and appreciate life. Savor its taste, feel its tenderness, listen to its music, appreciate its fragrance, witness its awesome beauty. Be mindful today as you go about your business, all right? This is Today. I'm Beverly Anderson Manley, and the station is Heart 102.
That was You and Your Life, building awareness of your lifestyle through a healthy mind, body, and spirit.